We are taking a break from our normal programming to enjoy the holidays. But in the meantime, Speculative Sandbox presents the 12 Days of Tropes. Each episode is a secret until you open it, just like a present. And who knows, maybe you'll see one of these tropes fully analyzed with a guest in the future. When we compare our modern life with those that lived hundreds of years ago, particularly in developed countries, the average quality of life has generally improved throughout history. Our life expectancy is longer, and we have amenities within reach that our medieval forefathers could only dream of, like sanitation and sewer. While we still have much to improve, such as our trash and carbon emission problems, socioeconomic disparities, and social inequalities, there is a general hope that things could, or hopefully should, improve with time. In speculative fiction, writers envision this ongoing improvement into the future, with imagined utopian societies where everyone has access to their basic needs. But, of course, let's not stop there. History has proven time and again that complete equality is difficult to obtain, so naturally, we must explore how this utopian society can go wrong, and many times, those imaginings feel uncomfortably non-fictional. For example, what if the ruling class hoarded the best goods for themselves and left the rest of us in the Dark Ages? Whether due to racism, obstructive social policies, or greed, a high-class elite lives in luxury while the rest of us scrape by in poverty with no sign of a middle class between them. Society has the means to provide for everyone, but fails to do so. Then there's the idea of urban segregation and a layered metropolis, where the rich soak in the warmth of the sun while the poor hide in the shadows below, like in the movie Metropolis. In some cases, the elite race may live on a floating city, while the rest scavenge for food on a desolate earth, just like in the movie Elysium. The Netflix show Arcane is one such example, where the poor live beneath the rich. In this kind of setting, the protagonists are typically members of that lower class, striving to correct the imbalance. There may be friends in the elite class who sympathize with their struggle, and in that case, they are defectors of the current order. The poor are criminalized by the rich, especially when their attempts to social justice leads to revolution. Here's a quote from the Cyberpunk Red book. Your cyberpunk game should have staggering contrasts. In the glittering citadels of the rich, there should be fine food, expensive vices, and beautiful scenery. On the street, things should be cold, hungry, and desperate. There's no middle ground between the haves and have-nots. It's all or nothing. So what happens when you have this extreme speculative stratification? We end up with extreme viewpoints against either class. On one end, you have kill the poor. The poor become sacrificial lambs, like in Attack on Titan, when the government sends hundreds of thousands of refugees to be devoured by Titans so they'd have less mouths to feed. In the horror franchise, The Purge, the homeless and perceived leeches of society are the primary targets. And of course, the entire premise to Squid Game, where people in debt are compelled to compete in a death game. In contrast, you have the eat the rich viewpoint. For example, in The Dark Knight Rises, Bane encourages people to riot against the wealthy. In Snowpiercer, the poor living in the back of the train revolt against the rich who live in the front. And in Hunger Games, Katniss leads a revolution of the districts against the capital. What other ways have you seen extreme stratification in speculative fiction? Let us know on our Instagram and Twitter. Speculative Sandbox is a volunteer-run podcast that relies on the collaboration of fellow creators like you. Join the conversation and participate in fun polls and questionnaires on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Interested in being in a future episode? Our DMs are open, or you can email speculativesandbox@gmail.com. Thank you.